Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I always tell you this, you never know what to expect here with Montana Talks. After the show wrapped up yesterday, I could have cut a little promo, told you, well, here's what we have planned for Friday's show. But as you know, we typically don't like to plan too far ahead because you never know what's going to happen. And we want to make sure that we're talking about the biggest stories of the day here in Montana. But we do have the phone lines open here. It is an open lines Friday show where anybody from across Montana can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. 406-294-0970. But I'm also hoping to receive, a couple of phone calls from the Flathead Valley. First off, I chatted briefly earlier this morning with Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell, and I believe he's probably calling in right now because I want to chat with him some more, and I know folks across Montana are going to want to hear what he has to say about this report. Illegal aliens reportedly dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley, and there is a dark money nonprofit organization that is facilitating this human trafficking operation in Kalispell, Montana, in the Flathead Valley of Montana. Commissioner Brodell is going to give us some more information and some more insight on that front. You might have heard me hint at this story yesterday on the show. That's because yesterday we were almost going to get a phone call from the Flathead County Sheriff, Sheriff Brian Hano, but he was tied up trying to deal with this situation. That has now been confirmed, illegal aliens that were basically flown to the Flathead Valley of Montana from New York after they crossed our border illegally, after they crossed the southern border illegally. And there's a dark money nonprofit group now facilitating their trafficking into the Flathead Valley. It's an organization called Valley Neighbors, which apparently Valley Neighbors, the dark money nonprofit, which is trafficking these illegal aliens into the Flathead Valley of Montana, is also headed up by the head of the local Flathead County Democrats. So isn't that interesting? Joe Biden and John Tester's open border policies are allowing illegal aliens to flood this country. And then look at that. The head of the Flathead County Democrats is apparently directly facilitating the trafficking of these illegals right here into Montana. Hopefully we'll get a phone call also later this hour from the Flathead County Sheriff as well. I know he was very busy dealing with this situation yesterday. I've got a full report on our Montana Talks website, but I'll tell you what, coming up right after the break, we've got Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell on the phone lines with us, so much more information that he's going to share with us here in just a couple of minutes. And then we'll get to your phone calls and more. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app if you've just got something quick you want to share as well. All right, back right after this. We'll jump right into the phone lines.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to take some time chatting with Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell. So maybe I'll sneak on Irene and Forsyth here first. Sounds like Irene has something quick to share with our listeners, and then we'll get to spend a little bit more time with Commissioner Brodell without having Irene stuck on hold. Irene, thanks for calling in from Forsyth. What did you want to share this morning?
I want to let everyone know that the American Legion is sponsoring a Women Veterans Symposium at the Laurel Riverside Park on Saturday, May 4th. Times are 9 to 4:30, and it is free to all women veterans.
Hey, that's great. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's tomorrow already. So Women Veterans Symposium, that's very cool that they're doing something specific for our female veterans. That's awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's jump right into it now. We've got Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell. Commissioner, thanks for calling back in. So what can you tell our listeners across Montana? What do you know about these illegal aliens that were apparently flown into the Flathead Valley?
Well, what I can tell you is there was a small group of illegal aliens that came in Thursday evening, and immediately my phone started ringing. Been in contact with Zinke's office Thursday night, as well as the sheriff and the mayor, and the governor's office yesterday. I've gotten involved in this. I think it's this is it's nuts, because the role and responsibility of local government is to provide public safety and infrastructure. It's not to manage social programs. It's not to enforce the border laws outside of our state. This has a direct impact now on the services that we're providing, because when we began to work with this group that came in, now we've got deputies tied up. We've got deputies tied up for days, and not just 15 minutes, not just an hour, but literally days. Working on this, trying to come up with solutions and keep our community safe. And this is a direct reflection of the choices that the White House has made in their social policies and programs. And the shift to – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say – no, wrap up your point, because I wanted to talk a little bit more about this dark money organization that is trafficking in these illegal aliens. So if you had another point to make, please make it, and then we can talk more about this dark money outfit.
Sure. I would just say the shift to open border policies is hamstringing not only our ability, but the ability of our border agents through ICE, because the border agents are no longer allowed to pick up somebody because they're an illegal alien. The president has told them that they cannot and they will not, unless they have committed a felony crime or have been charged with a felony crime, they can't touch them. And that is, again, it's a change in policy, it's a change in programs, but it comes with no change in funding for us to be able to ramp up staffing in the sheriff's office to deal with this.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, round these illegal aliens up, detain them, and get them out of here. But the question is, where do we send them to? How do we get them out of here? I mean, it seems like maybe the only answer is giving them a bus pass to the free healthcare state of California. Where, you know what I'm saying? Because you're right, the Biden administration will fight local or state authorities that attempt to arrest or detain or remove these individuals. So how do we fight this fight?
That's exactly right. And you know, recently, a few weeks ago, we had a stabbing up here, and we had some illegal aliens that allegedly were involved in this, and we called ICE and said, hey, this is the situation, and they said, sorry, we can't do anything with it. We had to get Congressman Zinke's office involved in this, and he worked with the White House to get them to change their policy on this for this instance, so that we could get these guys picked up by ICE, and so that they were no longer in our community. That is absolutely ludicrous, because we don't have the resources to take on the federal government's job, and it's just absolutely the wrong thing to do.
And then this dark money nonprofit organization, Valley Neighbors, I think you were telling me, I think it was you earlier that was telling me that basically this organization, that one of the key leaders is also the head of the Flathead County Democrats.
I think that was Don Goldsmith that said that.
Or Don Kay, that's right, Don Kay, the chairman of the GOP, yeah.
Right, yeah, and I think he did say that, but I believe that is the case. What I believe is there's a direct tie between many of the people that are involved in this and the Democrat Party, which is no surprise, because that's how that works. That's the same kind of MO. And but in this case, this group, I believe, the group that came here from Venezuela had contact information to get a hold of them, and then they got engaged after they got here. Now, I don't know who sent them here. We can't get that information. We don't know who paid for their plane ticket, but it certainly wasn't Flathead County, and we did not invite them. We don't want them. It's nothing against them as people. It's just this is not how this
Yeah.
We just can't have.
Well, one of our listeners made a really good point. I got a message on our Montana Talks app from Ted V. Ted V says this: "Hey, I read the article on the Montana Talks website about this Valley Neighbors outfit and how they are facilitating the import of illegal aliens into the Flathead." Ted says this: "Why is this any more acceptable than having a nonprofit supporting fentanyl and meth dealers? They are both facilitating illegal activities." Okay, so if we have a dark money nonprofit facilitating illegal activity, is there grounds to go after them at the local level? Stand by. We'll come back. We'll go back to the commissioner next.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Flathead County Commissioner Brodell says he's got some time to be with us for a few more minutes. So let me sneak in a couple more quick phone calls here. If you got a question or a comment, if you got something else you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation with Commissioner Brodell here, I see Mark in Fort Benton wants to talk about the illegal aliens in the Flathead. So, Mark, stand by. We'll get to you in a second. First, though, let's go to David in Livingston. David, thanks for the call. What did you want to share with our statewide audience?
Hey, I just wanted to give you an update, Aaron, on the event, the private event we're doing here in Livingston on the 16th of May. We've got Tim Sheehy coming, and Troy Downing will be joining us. Jason Gunderson running for House District 58 here in Park County. And then two of the local conservative commissioners were trying to get elected here. So it's a great slate of candidates with the two top national guys, very important races. And we're hoping that we can see you on the 16th.
All right. Yeah, I don't even know where I'm at tomorrow. Oh, no, I'm at a volleyball tournament tomorrow for the
whole. Oh, okay. So, well, that's important.
Sometimes I don't even know where I'm at this afternoon. You know, it's like all show, and then when it gets done, it's like, whew, all right. Get some stories on the website.
Check your email if you haven't, Aaron. Take a look. I sent you a bunch of stuff.
Oh, great. All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's the best thing is sometimes to shoot me an email because man, it's like then at least it's sitting there and I can go back and check it when I finally get a little breather. Otherwise, like, man, it's fire and forget if it's in a text somewhere or something like that. Mark in Fort Benton next up. Mark, what's going on?
Well, hi, Aaron, and thanks for your show again, and I enjoy listening. And I've only been able to catch parts of your show this morning, but regarding the illegal immigrants that are being flown into Flathead County or anywhere in Montana, what's the difficulty or the way that they can just be sent back where they came from or send on or bust on to a blue state, maybe Oregon or somewhere, instead of keeping them in Montana or letting them stay here or whatever the policy or procedures are in that respect?
No, that's a great question, because I know that's the question everybody's asking is, hey, what can these sheriffs do? What can these county commissioners do? What can the governor do? That's what everybody's asking, right? And we talked a little bit about that here with Commissioner Brodell. But, yeah, Commissioner, related to what Mark just said there, I read the Daily Interlake story that they had here. And they reported that apparently when these illegal aliens were flown into Kalispell, apparently this dark money outfit tried to drop them off at the local homeless shelter, and they were, turned away from the homeless shelter. But boy, isn't that interesting. You know, these same people that want to build more of these homeless shelters are also the ones who are trafficking in illegal aliens. Well, surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's complicity with the White House right now. We were talking earlier about the fentanyl issue, and well, if fentanyl is illegal and the White House wants to support going after fentanyl and support the doing away with the cartel or ferreting out what the cartel is doing, why don't they do that with the illegal aliens? My absolute immediate response to that is the optics. The president would rather see the illegals here and have us feel warm and gushy over that and do what they can do to get them in place so that they eventually become a vote for the president or the Democrat Party. The fentanyl, the optics of going after fentanyl is a lot better than going after illegal aliens for a governor, for a president that wants to infiltrate the United States with illegal aliens.
You know, Ted's question made a really good point here. So I looked at this Valley Neighbors website, and by the way, apparently Ron Gerson, who is the head of Valley Neighbors, is also the head of the Flathead County Democrats. They're the ones that had the no meat tofu dinner a few months ago. So the no meat tofu dinner crowd is also the ones trafficking in the illegal aliens here, taking part in this human trafficking operation. Go figure. But I looked at their website. Now, it's one thing if you're an organization that's it's one thing if your organization is helping with refugees or asylees. Now, we know that the Biden administration is abusing the refugee process. They're abusing the asylee process, and they're just slapping the refugee button on anybody out there. But what the Valley Neighbors website says is, oh, they will help refugees. They will help asylees. Okay. We may not like it, but it is what it is. But then they say they will assist people of any immigration status. They are openly admitting. They are openly admitting that they are trafficking people who are legally in this country. There has got to be a way for law enforcement locally or state to go after these guys for aiding and abetting these lawbreakers.
That's right. And I would encourage the state legislature to, if they go into a special session or certainly come January, that they begin to put in place laws that would allow our sheriffs to go after them. We don't have that in place right now because it is a federal responsibility, but I think we could do that. I had a conversation yesterday with the Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer. We had a discussion about that. I think it can be done. I think that it is the state legislature's responsibility to step up when the federal government refuses to. I think that we've got to take those kind of actions. And I would also encourage people to go to the website of Valley Neighbors and find out exactly what they do. And when you look at their website, you'll find out it doesn't ever say in there anything about illegal aliens. They shift the message to something that is try to put them in a category that would be legal as far as refugees, as far as people wanting to immigrate to the United States through the legal process. And they take that away and make it so that it's totally a feel-good thing for dealing with illegal immigrants. And we've got to change that. We've got to keep the message of what's right, what's legal, and we need to focus on that.
That's
not
right.
Only as government, local government, state government, federal government, the message has to be we are here to provide the protection for the citizens of the United States and the citizens of Montana, and for me, the citizens of Flathead County.
That's right, yeah, and I've met some incredible legal immigrants, people that have escaped communist countries, in particular in the Flathead, over my years, doing our radio show out on the town, et cetera, and just remarkable folks. Another interesting point here, and yeah, Commissioner Brodell, hey, stay on the phone lines as long as you want. If you want to join us for the rest of the hour, feel free. Let me check my messages here to see if I have a message from the sheriff. Oh, the sheriff's kind of in and out of service. I know how that goes with cell phone coverage in Western Montana. So anyway, if he gets cell coverage, we'll check in with the sheriff. But it sounds like, Commissioner, you're in close contact with the sheriff. So I'd imagine he's kind of saying some of the similar things you're saying, right?
We've talked a lot about this. Yeah, I think our message would be identical. I feel sorry for him being put in this spot. But the reality is the president is the one who has put us in this spot. He's put the Border Patrol agents in the same spot. He's tied their hands so they cannot do anything without a strong push from our congressional delegation getting the White House to move the needle for individual cases.
Well, let's also bring it closer to home. John Tester is responsible every single step of the way. Just like he helped kill the Keystone XL pipeline, he is responsible for these open borders, and he needs to be held accountable for it. He's lying in his TV commercials. He is outright lying in his campaign commercials right now.
And we're the people. He works for us, just like I work for the people of the Flathead. We need to be able to reach out and touch him, tell him that, and get him out of office.
Yeah, and then there were his supporters with their John Tester campaign signs at this, you know, pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rally on the University of Montana campus earlier this week. It's like, wow, who are you allowing into this country? Yeah, Commissioner, stand by on the phone lines. We've got a few callers on the line right now, and it sounds like they all want to weigh in on this very topic. Let's go to Rod in the Flathead. Rod, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to relay a conversation I had with a Montana Highway Patrolman about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I asked him about what his experiences have been so far with dealing with the crime rate here in the Flathead and also with the illegal aliens. And he said that they, law enforcement, are dealing with illegals on a daily basis. He said every day they've got calls coming in. They're having to deal with these situations. You know, obviously language barriers, lots of different things. He also said that at the present they're dealing with Hondurans, you know, in the articles and things I've read about, and you mentioned that, you know, Venezuelans, this last group came in on the first, I guess. I guess at the Hotel 6 down in the southern part of Kalispell is where they're all staying. They've been all put up there, and it makes me think that this Valley Neighbors group is probably the ones that are making that happen. You know, this is a really bad deal. I don't know how it is that we can let this go and let this happen. Like, because we've already got huge problems with housing in this town. You know, I don't know if I know you're waiting on our sheriff to get on there. We read through his email and post on Facebook to the community here about what's going on, and he brought up some really good points. And one of which is, you know, the law enforcement, new recruits, new people coming in are having a hard enough time just finding housing for themselves. And then we've got this group, Valley Neighbors, bringing in more to take up more competition with that. We've got illegals that are here that are taking up jobs from other people. They're doing it under the table.
And housing.
They're shipping the money back home.
And
housing.
Housing, all of it.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And we've got our own homeless problems. And not to mention the crime rates going up. And, you know, how these people can do this, and I'll say it flat out, these people are traitors to the United States. I don't care where their hearts are at. It doesn't matter. As you mentioned earlier, you know, legal immigration is what we have and is the tradition of this country, not illegal immigration.
Exactly. Well said, Rod. Man, great phone call. That was incredible. Thank you so much for calling in. I got to hold it right there. I got to hit this hard break so our local stations can get some of their news and information in here as well. We'll come back to the phone lines. Mike in Bozeman, Lucas Schubert in Kalispell. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Agriculture groups are reacting to both the House and Senate Agriculture Committee leaders who released their farm bill overviews this week. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association say that the farm bill framework from the House is very pleasing, especially with opportunities to expand profitability for producers. However, they said the Senate version suffers from a lack of producer input. American Farm Bureau says both proposals acknowledge that farm programs require additional investment due to failing commodity prices and higher interest rates. The Senate version, which was released yesterday, makes investments into the farm safety net and supports beginning, underserved, and small farmers and ranchers. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says it also helps families working hard to make ends meet by investing in nutrition assistance that puts food on the table, increasing access to fruits and vegetables, and supporting people on the path to self-sufficiency. In other news, farmers and ranchers are invited to submit nominations for the 2025 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, which comes with a cash prize and bragging rights. In its seventh year, supported by Nestle Purina Pet Care, it celebrates farm and ranch dogs and the many ways they support farmers and ranchers. For more information on how to nominate Man's Best Friend, just visit Farm Dog of the Year online. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's try to do a lightning round with some callers on the phone lines here. And then Commissioner Brodell is still on with us as well, so we can get his reaction. But I'll try to get through At least three more callers here. We got Mike in Bozeman next up. Mike, what's going on?
This overarching business that the political left is inflicting upon this country, let alone upon bringing illegals into Flathead Valley, it was best explained by Dan Bongino on numbers of occasions, in which he says the political left, Democrat, communists, have nothing else in sight except absolute power. And because they want absolute power, they're not afraid of being called hypocrites. And the only thing that will cause them to change their methods is when there are costs inflicted upon them. And what he means by cost is political costs, physical costs, monetary costs, social behavior, and they're cheating at elections, and voting shows that they don't give a damn about anything pertaining to our normal constitutional system. And that's the end of my terror.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Lucas Schubert in Kalispell. Lucas, good to hear from you.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, with the recent developments of all of these illegals coming into our county, I think it's clear that we do need to take action. And that's kind of what I plan to do in the legislature. And to a degree, you know, hopefully when Trump gets back in there, we as a state won't necessarily have to do all of this stuff. But frankly, we need to take action, because right now it's ridiculous. So I have three things that I think we need to do. One is deter illegal immigrants from coming here in the first place by having our law enforcement at the ready to go after these guys, detain them, and deport them ASAP. And secondly, like you mentioned earlier, with this organization that's bringing them in here, we need to penalize either companies that knowingly hire illegals and defraud actual Montanans of their wages by doing so, and by these, you know, nonprofits or even just private individuals who bring them here. That needs to carry a heavy fine, not a light fine, a heavy fine. And, you know, some of these organizations where their stated goal includes allowing illegals to come here, I mean, they just got to be shut down. You can't have that. And then thirdly, we need to deport the illegals here right now. You know, and that ideally means back to Mexico, back to Honduras, back to wherever they came. Just being realistic with the state's resources, if the best we can do is ship them to L.A., ship them to San Diego, or back to New York, frankly, I'll take that over them being here in Kalispell. And, you know, commit, like y'all were talking about earlier, the knife fight out in Marion, and even down in Bozeman, someone was killed by an illegal. So it is very dangerous having all these people that we don't know where they're from. You know, we don't know what their business is here, what they want to do. It's very risky, so we got to take action.
All right, Lucas Schubert, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you as well. Yeah, you look at the flood of illegals, it's not helping with housing costs. It's certainly aiding and abetting the drug trafficking that's harming so many folks here in Montana as well. All right, one more caller, and then we'll get some reactions here from Commissioner Brodell. Let's go to Perry in Columbus. Perry, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. You know, this nation is and has been under attack from within for many years by forces that seek nothing less than the destruction of our constitutional republic and all the God-given rights and freedoms it represents. Their tactic is death of a thousand cuts. And one of the most despicable is this facilitation of this invasion of unvetted, totally dependent, culturally ignorant people who will do whatever their benefactors ask as long as the checks keep coming. Montana now seems to have their target on our backs. And isn't there a way to do the same to Valley neighbors? Dan Bongino says it in five words. Is it bad enough yet? The people and government of Montana must answer this outrage quickly and forcefully. The Constitution says the states have the power to repel any invasion. And Aaron, wouldn't you agree that it just might be time to take matters into our own hands?
It's so insane what they're doing to this country right now. And, you know, the people that are getting harmed the most by it are on our reservations. They are being deliberately targeted. I mean, think about that. You know, to our friends in Lodgegrass, Montana, we got to do a live show from Lodgegrass here recently. And Perry, thanks for the call. You know, and got to meet so many incredible folks. And they are in the middle of the fight. They have been targeted by the Mexican drug cartels that are allowed to flood into this country and then flood Indian country with drugs and violence. They're getting hit the hardest. Everybody's getting hit, but they're getting hit the hardest. And then to find out that the head of the Flathead County Democrats is not just supporting the open borders policies of Joe Biden and John Tester, but is directly aiding and abetting in the human trafficking of these illegals. Wow. I mean, man, if you're in Wolf Point or Poplar or Lodgegrass or Crow Agency right now in particular, and you hear that, what's your reaction? 406-294-0970. Commissioner Brodell, I think he's able to stick with us on the phone lines. I wanted to do a I'll get to more calls as well after this, but I wanted to, after we got through those that round of callers, wanted to get some of your reactions.
Yeah, and I've got, I just have a few more minutes here, but I'll tell you, we have a small group that takes the funding that they have and focuses on special rights and special agendas that have a negative impact on their neighbors is killing us in Montana. It's killing us in the Flathead because it's directly impacting the safety of our neighbors, the safety of our families, and it is costing us money and time, and it needs to stop. And they need to, if nothing else, they need to hear this message. They need to hear this message on Montana Talks, and they need to begin to address what they are doing and recognizing that what they're doing is harming everybody in our community. How's that?
That's right. Well, Commissioner, if you got to run, I understand, because we've got phone lines open and I can continue taking phone calls. But so if you got to run, feel free. Let us know. Or if you want to stick around, you got to run. Okay, great. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to run. But thank you for taking the time to hear from the Flathead.
Hey, no, thank you for calling in. Great insight, great information, and I appreciate it. Okay, 406-294-0970, the number for you. And we've got phone lines open right now, by the way, after we did that lightning round of callers. Ken in Great Falls, great to hear from you, Ken.
Yeah, well, the commissioner and the state can get rid of all the illegal aliens very easily. Austin Knutson knows this, but he said, well, you can't ask them if they're illegal aliens. No, but you can e-verify them. You can require the employers to e-verify them.
Well, these guys were just verified. These guys were just verified. They were in the sheriff's office two nights ago, so they've been verified.
Family. This is one family. I'm talking about the hundreds, the thousands who are working here illegally. They're working for contractors. They're working in our restaurants. They're working all over. And you can get rid of them by...
Can we?
By arresting the people that hired them.
Wait, yeah. you don't want the illegal aliens arrested and deported.
Yeah, they can't work.
You don't want the illegal aliens arrested and deported. Like, look, no, you're right. We need to crack down on employers that are employing illegal aliens, but that's not what Joe Biden did. He threatened Elon Musk when Elon Musk said he wanted to only hire American citizens. Your president, our president that you support.
May I speak?
You can speak, but Ken, stop with the virtue signaling BS. I'm calling you out on it. You can't just spin this thing here. Should these illegal aliens that just got verified in the sheriff's office, should they be deported, Ken?
If they don't have papers, yes, they should.
Okay,
but
thank you.
Do they have asylum? Do they have asylum papers?
Well,
do they have asylum papers?
So give them some phony paperwork, and then they can stay.
No,
give them some phony paperwork.
Says. It's what our law requires.
See, again, you added the caveat to it, didn't you?
Tester and those Republicans in the Senate are trying to change that. But the House won't pass their bill. Their bill goes a long way to solving this problem.
Oh, my goodness.
But for some reason, the MAGA people don't want to solve it.
Be honest, Ken. Be honest,
the
Kim.
The Democrats and the Republicans in the Senate are trying to fix it. Read the rules.
They don't. You don't even need them.
Because it really goes down tough on the.
You don't even need them. Joe Biden opened our borders through executive order. He can shut it again through executive orders. I mean, Ken, just be honest, man. They've opened the borders. You're okay with it. You're trying to spin it and make it sound like, oh, you're against it. Joe Biden could shut it down right now, but you don't want to tell him to do that. And you don't want to call John Tester out for doing it because you support him every step of the way. I mean, you just started adding caveats to the illegals that just got verified 2 days ago.
Ew. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That bill that Ken was referring to, you know, he kept saying, well, they should have supported that bill in the Senate that Tester was supporting. You know what that bill, one of the worst things that that bill would have done. I mean, this Flathead Valley story is a perfect example of this. That bill would have provided millions and millions and millions of dollars to these very same dark money, nonprofit NGOs that are facilitating the human trafficking of illegal aliens across our southern border, like apparently this very dark money nonprofit in the Flathead Valley. That's why he wants that bill. That's why they want that bill. Oh, so that they can keep sending your taxpayer dollars to their buddies to keep bringing illegal aliens into your communities. That's why they wanted that bill that he claims was so important. Absolutely shameful. And then to try to spin us, oh no, we really want to secure the southern border. And then they have Border Patrol agents that aren't even allowed to secure the border. They're just supposed to sit there and process paperwork for these people that are breaking into this country illegally. Anyway, let me get into the callers. I get to talk enough. Bernice is listening all the way up in Alaska, but I think it's from Montana originally. Bernice, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I was up in Montana, where I'm originally from, Phillips County, and I was up visiting family and went over to see my daughter in Havre. And her husband was explaining to me the way the cartel is actually invading our reservations is they marry into them and then they can live there.
Yeah. Yeah. They deliberately target the Native American women. That's right. That's been confirmed. Yeah.
And my grandson, who is working in Havre and is on a contract with some company, I won't say companies or names, but he's working out on the Rocky Boy Reservation, and every day, he said, every single day he can watch this transaction going on between one side of the highway from the other side of the highway where people meet, then go back their own ways, and then some time later, here comes a mule, and usually it's a woman, and they deliver something to one other person on the other side of the highway, and then it's a daily thing. So they're moving drugs, and they're, you know, people, I don't understand how they're not seeing how this is a problem and why there's, I mean, I understand we're our hands are so tied with this current administration. It's the most ridiculous and sad thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But people just, I don't know if they're just turning away from it because they don't think anything can be done about it.
There's some people that are in such denial. I mean, there are some people that are in such denial. Because I've been traveling the state and, you know, getting out there and just talking to folks in front of grocery stores and hardware stores and restaurants and bars. And you meet, I think most people are, I think, I, I'm I'm optimistic. I'm actually very optimistic about the 2024 U.S. Senate race here in Montana because I think people get it. I think that, and I may be wrong, maybe I'm always being too optimistic, but I think people get it. But you still see people out there. I mean, I saw a guy the other day. I mean, he thinks John Tester's great. He thinks Hillary Clinton was the best thing that ever happened to America. And he thinks Donald Trump lost the 2016 election. And it's like, there is just no talking to that guy. So I just said, all right, man, good chatting with you. See you later. I mean, because, like, but there's other people out there that get it.
I do want to say, while I was home, I met, and I have friends who are Native Americans. I don't care what, I just like, my friends are good people, and I don't care what their background is. But I do know three Native Americans that have no use for John Tester, and that gives me hope.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the phony little, oh, look at my buzz cut, look at my missing fingers, I think that maybe had a charm for a sliver of the population a few years ago, but I think now people are just like, oh, give it up, man. Like, we see what you're doing. You know, you campaigned against the national debt in 2006 when the debt was $6 trillion. Now it's almost $36 trillion. Like, how many wars have we been in? How many wars is he funding now? He ran against the war then. How many wars is he funding now? I mean, just give it a break, man. Like, we're over it. And the fake news media that never asked him a tough question. Like, people, you guys don't have the power you had in 2006. And yet, look at how they still try to defend this guy and cover for this guy.
My favorite line from your store or from your flip-flop laptop. That's what I call him regularly now because I think that's the best term for him. I'm so saddened by everything that I see. And it isn't just Montana. I see it up here in Alaska. And by the way, while I was waiting for you to take my call, I had to break and wait for some caribou to cross the road.
What did you have to wait for? You had to wait for what?
Caribou.
Oh, wow. Oh, you got to send us a picture or video of that. I was going to ask you if the snow was melting yet because I got to go to Alaska once with the Veterans Meat Locker crew about 2-3 summers ago. Man, and that was absolutely incredible. Hey, well, Bernice, great to hear from you. I know your friends in KMMR country in Phillips County. We're happy to hear from you as well. I would love to take credit for the flip-flop flat-top line, but that was one of our listeners. And I was like, man, that's why the phone calls are the best part of this show. All right, have a great weekend. I guess I'll see you guys at the volleyball tournament, huh?